Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rocker, you've got somebody with some really tasty stuff in the studio.
I do, Rob. Wade Woods. He's the owner and creator of Honeybee Cannabis Company, and they produce infused seltzer drinks from legal cannabis ingredients with bold flavors and fun names. And Wade is also the creator of the fourth annual Glass for Good Glass Blowing Festival held at the Dive-In on Cottage Grove Road in Madison on Saturday, October 5th. And we were just talking about the weather. It looks like it's going to be amazing. Here in the studio to tell us about Glass for Good is Wade Woods. Wade, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
How have you been, man?
Good, man. You?
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, we were just talking about the weather next Saturday. It looks like it's going to be, what you said, 75, you think?
Right now, that's what it's showing on the 10-day forecast. Obviously, you know, you can't always gauge off of that, but you know, last year I think we were at like 60 degrees, so it was pretty cool, windy. So yeah, I'm really hoping the forecast to hold off because it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day to, you know, have a lot of fun and raise some money for Brown Paws Rescue. And
wow. Well, you know, Wade, I love the honeybee cannabis flavors, and the mango, the pineapple mango right now is top. In fact, you just gave me one. They're awesome. What new flavors are available, and where can I pick your honeybee cannabis products up?
Yeah, so the pineapple mango is the newest flavor we have. It's actually been out for a couple months now. It was kind of end of June when that came out. Right now I'm kind of in the brainstorming part of, you know, what flavor is going to come next, you know.
How do you dream up a new flavor?
You know, obviously, you know, I like to talk to a lot of bars and stuff like that, kind of see what trends they're seeing with different flavors of cocktails, maybe. Just what flavoring. Obviously, I'm still wanting to try to keep everything with, you know, organic juice, you know, not adding any sweeteners and sugars to it. So, yeah, sometimes things work out and sometimes they don't, you know, but, you know, I'm hoping to hopefully have another flavor, you know, here, maybe around the holidays this year.
You know, that's what I've been really impressed by. You don't get like, because it would be super simple to just dump a bunch of sugar in there, right? And it doesn't. And it's amazing how great it tastes. I was reading the back label, of course, because I was a little curious. And the sugar isn't in there. So it's really amazing.
Yeah. The pineapple mango, obviously, is of the three. We also have the ginger lime out there and the strawberry lemon. Pineapple mango is the highest sugar content of the three.
Well, it's pineapple.
Yep. And this one is also our most fruit forward. So for example, our ginger lime is only 4% juice. Strawberry lemon is at 22% juice, but then this pineapple mango is at 42% juice.
Oh, so that's what makes
kinda,
it. Yeah.
Kind of more of the fruit zings. Bomb. Yeah. So a little bit higher calorie count than the other two, but yeah, very, very happy with how it turned out. And, you know, the feedback we've been getting on it for sure.
Awesome. I love to hear it. And you said that you can get it at the Barrymore now.
So Barrymore, they just brought in the ginger lime on tap. Obviously, it just went in there for the Black Uru show that was there on Wednesday, which was an amazing show. And, you know, yeah, I've kind of seen over, you know, doing Blue Ox Fest up there in Eau Claire over the summer, you know, the music scene there, you know, there's people that are looking for these types of products out there. So, you know, obviously, I'm a huge music fan. So it's like, you know, getting into these type of venues is where I would, you know, I want to be in. Yeah.
Yep. Well, Glass for Good. We'll talk more about the event in just a moment, but I want to talk about the why. Glass for Good benefits the Brown Paws Rescue. Tell us about your inspiration to create the festival and why it benefits Brown Paws Rescue.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously last time I was on and we talked, you know, it's like, I love giving back to the community and stuff and you know, creating events that are unique to the community, which I think this one is, you know, not a whole lot of people get to see live glass blowers and, and see the art behind it. You know,
it's cool.
Yeah. Most people kind of feel like they're just making pipes and all that, you know, and the cool thing is a lot of the glass blowers that'll be there. We have over a dozen that'll be there on Saturday. You know, a lot of them are getting into cups, you know, just drinking cups, whether it's coffee or, you know, stuff like that. So it's not just drug paraphernalia, like some people like to say.
Right. After you watch them make a wine goblet or something, you're like, do not drop that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like it's not like they do it in 5 minutes or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, and then, the first 3 years, you know, we donated to Dane County Humane Society, which still is dear to my heart, you know, but this year we just thought we'd change it up a little bit. You know, Brown Paws is they are a 100% volunteer foster-based rescue kind of out here in the Madison area. Most of their dogs are fostered in the Madison or surrounding areas. So we just thought we'd kind of spread it around this time. And, you know, Brown Paws is, you know, a great organization. So, you know, we're going to switch it up and try to make some money for them next week.
That's awesome. I love the great cause. And I love, you know, helping out dogs. Every dog needs his day, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Glass for Good. It features local glass blowers like Fat Pinky, Langer Glass, and many others. Tell us about uniting local glass blowers for a day. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah. You know, obviously, Ignite Glass and Gifts, my good friends over there, you know, they're going to be the main sponsor of this. So,
right. Langer Glass.
Yep. Eric and Amy, they're amazing people over there. And then kind of through them, there's another group here in Madison called I&I. So they're based out of kind of right on the east side, McFarland area. So this, it's kind of, it's a studio where, you know, pretty much all these artists are working out of. So it's kind of a really cool thing. And, you know, I met a lot of these glass artists early on, and, you know, I built a relationship with them. And again, you know, I didn't understand the art behind this. So once I was able to kind of see what they were doing, it was just like, I wanted a way to show their talent and bring it to the public, you know. So that, you know, after the event last year, you know, it was really cool to get the feedback we got, you know, so many messages of, we've never seen anything like this in Madison, you know, like being able to see these guys do their craft out in public, you know, while also raising money for good causes.
I know. I love seeing, you know, glass blowing on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of like reels out there where you can watch this crazy stuff.
Yep.
Seeing it live.
Yeah.
It's a little different, huh?
Yeah. It's a really good time. And, you know, and I thank all these glass artists so much, because, you know, they're volunteering their time to come out too, you know, and
yeah,
pretty much most of them, pretty much every artist will have a giveaway that we put into essentially how we do it. It's $5 a ticket, 6 for $20. You just write your name, you put it in the bucket you want to win. So, you know, some of these glass artists are very well known. So you could spend $5 and win a $700 piece of glass. You know?
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's cool.
It's cool. And just seeing the different walks of life from last year, you know, it's like, I think last year there might've been a Badger game going on. So once that ended, a lot of people from downtown just showed up not knowing what was going to be happening.
Right. Yeah, man.
We're super stoked about it. They're just like, this is so cool. You know, we never thought we were going to walk into this today. So
now there is also music, food trucks, and drinks at Glass for Good, and it's held at the Dive Inn on Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Give us a preview of the food, the drink, the music. What will we find at Glass for Food next Saturday? It starts at noon, right?
Yep. So it's going to start at noon. I know our friends at Sin City Smash will be there around 1.
They're Smash Burgers.
Yep,
Smash Burger food truck.
So yeah. kind of a cool thing, those two. So Sin City Smash and then Patty's Patties, two of Madison's, in my opinion, probably most well known and best Smash Burger food carts in Madison. So they had this whole idea that, you know, they wanted to do this Squash the Beef, which I thought was just amazing branding for two Smash Burger trucks to, you know, get together and do this. So that'll kind of go on a little later. I know Patty's has a little event they got to be at earlier in the day. So I think they're planning to show up around 4. So, you know, they're going to kind of do their thing later on in the day, but there will be, you know, Sin City will be there throughout the full day. We have DJ Tricombe, who, he's kind of around Madison forever, you know, and just love the vibe that he brings. So he'll be spinning tunes all day. And then obviously we'll have, you know, full bar inside. There'll be some Honeybee products on hand. We also have a couple local vendors that'll be there as well. So, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great day. You know, last year we had a great turnout. So hoping this year, you know, if you're not up to anything next Saturday, swing by the Dive Inn and, you know, check out some live glass blowing and, you know, have some fun.
Well, Glass for Good is presented by Honeybee Cannabis Company and Ignite Glass and Gifts. Where can we find out more online?
So right now I would say, you know, Instagram and that, we have some stuff. I actually probably should have did this a little sooner. I plan to create a Facebook event probably tonight when I get home. Probably should have did that a little sooner. But if you follow, you know, either Ignite, you know, I know a lot of glass artists, we'll probably do a pretty hard push this week of just kind of getting it out on socials, and then, you know, a Facebook event page to come.
Wade, thank you so much for coming down to the studio to talk about Glass for Good and helping on a great cause like Brown Paws Rescue. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you letting me come on and, you know, promote the event.
Glass for Good. It's happening Saturday, October 5th at at the Dive Inn on Cottage Grove Road on Madison. And it all starts at noon. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Be there. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be a lot of fun, and watch some really cool glass blowers.
Yep, exactly. So
very cool. Thank you so much. We have local music, lots of stuff to come yet. But right now, let's get into a little Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. Friday, October 18th at the Red Rooster in Madison, you can catch Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. Right now, let's hear a song. This is called Alive Again. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.